Lioness, written by Sue Briley and read by Anna Skellen. My story has motherhood at its very heart, so perhaps the best place to start is with my mother. Julie Stelnicki, née Holzberger, was lying in a bed in Burnie Hospital in northwestern Tasmania, thousands of miles away from her family. The maternity ward was cold and harshly lit, the pungent smell of antiseptic overwhelming. When I look back on the day of my birth, the 14th of May, 1954, I think about what a lonely, frightening experience it would have been for my mother, labouring alone on the other side of the world from everybody she loved. She was a young migrant woman whose family had been uprooted from their home in Hungary by the Second World War and scattered across the world. That is, the members of her family who had survived. She could speak very little English and endured the birth process with very little sympathy from the nurses in their stiffly starched uniforms. The memory of the difficult birth my mother had already experienced with my elder sister, Maria, was still seared strongly in her mind, and the effects of that birth and the doctor's warning to take special care of her fragile firstborn child would remain with my mother for the rest of her life. There was no comfort for my mother on her second birth either. The nurses told her to be quiet, rather than trying to understand this foreign woman, or even give her a kind word or a smile. Even though so many of the births in this hospital would have been by migrant or refugee women. Indeed, even after the birth, the midwives continued their intolerant attitude towards my European mother. They scoffed at the name she wanted to give me, as she could not spell it in the English style. Why would you want to call her Suzanne? Susan is much more sensible. And you need to have a second name too. And so it was that my mother was overruled, and I was given the much more common English name, Susan, paired with the middle name Anne. I would change it to Suzanne, which I always felt was my rightful name, when I married at 17.